This is the Bible lesson from the Christian Science Quarterly for study during the week ending Sunday, April 14th, 2024. We'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy.
The subject of this week's Bible lesson is the question, are sin, disease, and death real? The golden text is from Exodus. Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. The responsive reading is from Psalms. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children. Bless ye the Lord, all ye His hosts.
Section 1. The Bible. Habakkuk. Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord my God? Mine Holy One? Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Psalms. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will He teach sinners in the way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep His covenant and His testimonies. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him who is the health of my countenance and my God. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. 1 Chronicles. O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever.
And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The Scripture declares, the Lord, He is God. Good, there is none else beside Him. Even so, harmony is universal and discord is unreal. The maximum of good is the infinite God and His idea, the all in all. Evil is a suppositional lie. Good is not, cannot be, the author of experimental sins. God, good, can no more produce sickness then goodness can cause evil, and health occasion disease. Christian Science reveals God not as the author of sin, sickness, and death, but as divine principle, supreme being, mind, exempt from all evil. The fundamental propositions of divine metaphysics are summarized in the four following, to me, self-evident propositions. 1. God is all in all. 2. God is good. Good is mind. 3. God, spirit, being all, nothing is matter. 4. Life, God, omnipotent good, deny death, evil, sin, disease. Disease, sin, evil, death, deny good, omnipotent God, life. Which of the denials in Proposition 4 is true? Both are not, cannot be, true. According to the scripture, I find that God is true, but every mortal man a liar. A sinful, sick, and dying mortal is not the likeness of God, the perfect and eternal. Man, as the offspring of God, as the idea of spirit, is the immortal evidence that spirit is harmonious and man eternal.
Section 2, Isaiah. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Matthew. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Mark. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed.
When fear disappears, the foundation of disease is gone. Everything good or worthy God made, whatever is valueless or baneful, he did not make. Hence, its unreality. If God had instituted material laws to govern man, disobedience to which would have made man ill, Jesus would not have disregarded those laws by healing in direct opposition to them and in defiance of all material conditions. If sickness is real, it belongs to immortality. If true, it is a part of truth. Would you attempt, with drugs or without, to destroy a quality or condition of truth? But if sickness and sin are illusions, the awakening from this mortal dream or illusion will bring us into health, holiness, and immortality. This awakening is the forever coming of Christ, the advanced appearing of truth, which casts out error and heals the sick. This is the salvation which comes through God, the divine principle, love, as demonstrated by Jesus. Jesus beheld in science the perfect man, who appeared to him where sinning mortal man appears to mortals. In this perfect man, the Savior saw God's own likeness, and this correct view of man healed the sick. The physical healing of Christian Science results now, as in Jesus' time, from the operation of divine principle, before which sin and disease lose their reality in human consciousness and disappear as naturally and as necessarily as darkness gives place to light and sin to reformation. Stand porter at the door of thought, admitting only such conclusions as you wish realized in bodily results. You will control yourself harmoniously. When the condition is present which you say induces disease, whether it be air, exercise, heredity, contagion, or accident, then perform your office as porter and shut out these unhealthy thoughts and fears. Exclude from mortal mind the offending errors, then the body cannot suffer from them.
Section 3. James. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Psalms. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me throughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Luke. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Through repentance, spiritual baptism, and regeneration, mortals put off their material beliefs and false individuality. If we feel the aspiration, humility, gratitude, and love which our words express, this God accepts, and it is wise not to try to deceive ourselves or others, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed. Christ, truth, was demonstrated through Jesus to prove the power of spirit over the flesh, to show that truth is made manifest by its effects upon the human mind and body, healing sickness and destroying sin. Sin will submit to Christian Science when, in place of modes and forms, the power of God is understood and demonstrated in the healing of mortals, both mind and body. This strong point in Christian Science is not to be overlooked, that the same fountain cannot send forth both sweet waters and bitter. Sin should become unreal to everyone. To hold yourself superior to sin, because God made you superior to it and governs man, is true wisdom. To fear sin is to misunderstand the power of love and the divine science of being in man's relation to God, to doubt his government and distrust his omnipotent care. To hold yourself superior to sickness and death is equally wise and is in accordance with divine science. To fear them is impossible when you fully apprehend God and know that they are no part of His creation.
Section 4. Hebrews. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Matthew. And when He had called unto Him His 12 disciples, He gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. John. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. 1 Corinthians. To us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Hebrews. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised.
Understanding spiritual law and knowing that there is no material law, Jesus said, "These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." It were well had Christendom believed and obeyed this sacred saying. Jesus' promise is perpetual. Had it been given only to his immediate disciples, the scriptural passage would read "you," not "they." The purpose of his great life work extends through time and includes universal humanity. It is possible, yea, it is the duty and privilege of every child, man and woman, to follow in some degree the example of the Master by the demonstration of truth and life, of health and holiness. Against the fatal beliefs that error is as real as truth, that evil is equal in power to good, if not superior, and that discord is as normal as harmony. Even the hope of freedom from the bondage of sickness and sin has little inspiration to nerve endeavor. When we come to have more faith in the truth of being than we have in error, more faith in spirit than in matter, more faith in living than in dying, more faith in God than in man, then no material suppositions can prevent us from healing the sick and destroying error.
Section 5. Acts. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him, weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth, and kneeled down and prayed, and turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand, and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. 1 Corinthians. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
The evidence of the physical senses often reverses the real science of being, and so creates a reign of discord, assigning seeming power to sin, sickness, and death. But the great facts of life, rightly understood, defeat this triad of errors, contradict their false witnesses, and reveal the kingdom of heaven, the actual reign of harmony on earth. Anciently, the followers of Christ, or truth, measured Christianity by its power over sickness, sin, and death. But modern religions generally omit all but one of these powers, the power over sin. We must seek the undivided garment, the whole Christ, as our first proof of Christianity. For Christ, truth, alone can furnish us with absolute evidence. All reality is in God and His creation, harmonious and eternal. That which He creates is good, and He makes all that is made. Therefore, the only reality of sin, sickness, or death is the awful fact that unrealities seem real to human erring belief until God strips off their disguise. They are not true because they are not of God. We learn in Christian Science that all inharmony of mortal mind or body is illusion, possessing neither reality nor identity, though seeming to be real and identical. We can, and ultimately shall, so rise as to avail ourselves in every direction of the supremacy of truth over error, life over death, and good over evil. And this growth will go on until we arrive at the fullness of God's idea, and no more fear that we shall be sick and die. Thought will waken from its own material declaration, "I am dead," to catch this trumpet word of truth. There is no death, no inaction, diseased action, overaction, nor reaction. Sickness, sin, and death must at length quail before the divine rights of intelligence. And then the power of mind over the entire functions and organs of the human system will be acknowledged.
Section 6. Romans. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Galatians. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Isaiah. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God.
When Christ changes a belief of sin or of sickness into a better belief, then belief melts into spiritual understanding, and sin, disease, and death disappear. St. Paul says, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Jesus said, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." This truth is Christian Science. Christian Science raises the standard of liberty and cries, "Follow me, escape from the bondage of sickness, sin, and death." Jesus marked out the way. Citizens of the world, accept the glorious liberty of the children of God and be free. This is your divine right.
You've been listening to the Christian Science Quarterly Bible Lesson titled, "Are Sin, Disease, and Death Real?" I'm Don Wallingford.
And I'm Mimi Oka. This program is produced and copyrighted by the Christian Science Publishing Society.
You're listening to Hymn 458 from the Christian Science Hymnal.
Spring in his path to birth. Before him still.